Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, one of the owners here at eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, one of the solo office goers here at eWeb Results.
We were at eWeb Results. Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. This is podcast number 477. I gotta jump into a review. You know, this is part two of your personal article. And I couldn't be more proud because there's this review. It's from Ryan Gakula. Did you leave a review for yourself under a synonym? And it is, of course,
five stars.
Wow. I am mind blown with the strategies for 2020. Thanks for the great content on videos. It levels the playing field, especially when you don't have great pieces of recording equipment for as long as you know that you can give tons of value. It does not have to be Hollywood worthy. It just needs to have a clear message that engages your target audience. Patif to you,
yeah,
Ryan.
I like that.
That's exactly right. And yeah, I'm proud, man. You wrote this article, getting reviews just for you.
You can write the forward.
So basically what we're talking about, actually, the teaser is we're going to finish talking about 8 elite marketing actions that you can take in 2020. And I think we changed the title and then that's adjusted a little bit. That's the teaser. If you're in a position, we'd love for you to tweet. We'd love for you to share.
Just connect with us.
Connect with us.
And one of the things we're going to start doing is have like a live question answer.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to get more consistent on our podcast.
Yes.
You went to a whole podcasting adventure.
Yes.
Not just adventure.
It was totally an adventure.
a podcasting
conference.
And so came back with a whole bunch of new ideas, which we'll be jumping all over as soon as we can, right?
We're already starting to work on bestseopodcast.com page or website.
Yep.
And kind of add some of those things that we learned. It was a great conference out in Orlando. It was the last conference before, you know, everything
got
a little bit crazy. So
This is part two. If you want part one, so part one is going to be the first 4 elite digital marketing actions that you need to take in 2020. If you go to part one, you need to go to our podcast number 476. I'm going to skip some of this stuff and let's just jump into
Let's just get going.
I mean, we got the review out of the way. Let's get going. Okay, so number 5 is shoppable posts, right? Talk about shoppable posts. Let's talk about shoppable posts. Someone is much more likely to convert if they can click on the item they like in the photo. So yes. I think you've got a particular platform in mind.
Pinterest. I don't know if we talked about this the last
podcast or not, but
we can talk about it again. Yeah. Because I think it's super, super important. So I actually think Pinterest is going to be the platform that outperforms any other platform in the future because you're interwoven like what you like with what you're buying.
Your kind of personal
taste,
right?
So it's like, oh, I like this room. And you can like see what's in the room and then like click on and buy it.
Yep.
Like I'm even seeing like, interior design commercials that are talking about you like throw your picture in there and you can like build the room and see what it's going to look like. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm really excited about the future of shoppable posts. Amazon, right? Amazon Prime, like buying all those different kind of movies here, it will give you a little teaser. You can click on it. I mean, maybe it's not a shoppable post, but it kind of is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, even Instagram and Facebook are kind of getting into the game.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a lot of opportunity.
I mean, at the end of the day, you just want to make it as easy as possible for your clients to convert.
Yes.
Yep.
I like that.
100%. Number 6 is voice search. Wow, you had to throw voice search into your article so that we could... You mentioned me right away in voice search.
I do. I know how much you love it.
It's my thing that I like to talk about the most.
Yeah, let's hear what
voice search is obviously important because a lot of voice searches are happening. And it's certainly very important brick and mortar restaurants, like without a doubt, you want to be able to place well. And at the end of the day, most voice searches end up with like one piece of information with no end goal and target. People typically don't voice search and say, hey, give me the best reviewed Give me the best reviewed, I don't know, book about X. You don't voice search that typically. At least I don't. Maybe that's about to happen.
Well, what I think is also happening, not to talk just about the commercial component of it, but like Alexa skills, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
It's really about customizing your own personal assistant.
Right.
Right? And utilizing home automation and just that kind of merger between digital or access to what you're currently doing in your daily life. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. And we've debated enough about voice search on our podcast.
Listen to some past.
Just know if you're not targeting this, if you're not thinking about this, at least there's a 66.4 million searches that are going to be happening. It's almost a quarter of the adult population has an Alexa. So yeah, you probably, want to keep that in mind. Number seven, quicker page speeds. How many times have you actually like clicked on a page and it's taken too long to load and you're like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. I just don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Like I, if it doesn't load immediately, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are like that. One of the things I want to mention is like PWAs. A lot of people have not talked about PWAs. They don't know what PWAs are. Progressive web apps. Basically, back in the day, there was a mobile version of your website, and there was the normal version, the desktop version of your website. Those merged into dynamics, dynamic responsive websites, pages. Well, now take it to the next level. They're merging now apps
into the website.
The website, so you have a app and a website merger, so you don't have to have both, right?
Yeah.
And one of the big advantages of apps that I saw was kind of push notifications, which you can do that with websites now too.
Yep.
So,
although with websites, it's an opt-in, right? So you actually have to
click
the
button. I almost want to just always click those buttons. Yeah.
I usually click no, and I don't know if I'm representative or not, but I'm certainly representative of a certain amount of the population. When you get them to download an app, the only option if they don't want to receive the push notifications is to uninstall the app. So if you're delivering value with the app and probably giving them a little bit of control over how many push notifications they see, is going to be better than
you
want
to use it sparingly, right? Like if you're spamming anybody or you're not adding relevant content, people are going to get out of it anyway. Same thing like with the Facebook group or anything else. Like we're getting over inundated with content, right? Open rates of like SMS messages are higher, but I'm starting to get spammed like crazy. SMS, robo dial calls, push notifications can fall into that category. It's kind of like you opt in for kind of a alert message that can get pushed out. I think that there's a real opportunity there, but that's really the only advantage I see with the apps from a marketing standpoint, right? From a community, from a lot of other things, it's debatable. But if you can do that, I think the PWA is the last kind of point I want to say that I think is cool, specifically for us. So we built bestseopodcast.com as a PWA.
Right, right.
You can click the button up in the little kind of navigation bar and download it. Okay. Mm. So you can watch it offline.
Yeah.
Now, everywhere has Wi-Fi now. But like you could download and listen to episodes.
If you're going
to
be driving through a remote area of the country and you're not going to have internet.
I think it's cool. But what I can tell you is Google loves it. And without doing very much like off-page SEO, it was already ranking quite well.
Yeah.
Right. I would say, I don't know if we've gotten into it. I'll let you kind of get into the article. There's a couple other things with site speed.
Speeding up.
That's just so important.
Here at eWeb, we use DigitalOcean or Google Cloud for those clients who are kind of really the clients who are spending top dollar and looking to extract the most value out of their marketing dollars. It's money well spent being on a fast server because the speed is so important.
I mean, speed's so important. That affects your SEO. That's actually what we recommend to clients.
Yep.
If they don't have big marketing budget, what's the one thing they can do to impact their results with the least amount of cost? Speeding up your website, right?
Yeah.
I would also say that another topic that maybe is debatable with you and I is AMP pages.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't
you kind of give everybody your take on AMP, and I'll give
And I think we actually had interviewed Dan Forrester quite a while ago, and he thought it was a big thorn in his side, and he's actually I think Search Engine Journal.
Forrester was Bing. and we never got him on.
We never we were talking about
Dana.
No, there was a this was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it was
or
like
so.
it was the year before last. It was at the end of the year.
And and it was the owner, I think, of Search Engine Journal.
Yeah.
I'm far sorry for a lot of crazy things going on right now. Don't remember his name. Anyway, he was talking about how much of a pain in his side that this AMP Pages was for him. And he has a like a digital like publication, and that's where AMP Pages are almost required and are really valuable. They just, you know, I've heard a lot of bad things about them. I haven't heard that many good things, and it's probably not that hard to convince me.
Well, they're not as hard to set up
as
you would think,
right?
And if you build into the site structure, those AMP pages. Now, what an AMP page is just a reduced content page that loads faster.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's got less media on it, maybe no pictures.
Yeah, less stuff to load. Yeah. We've added these to most of the sites that we're building now, and Google loves it, right? So, you know, you can fight the current,
right?
Okay, but if Google wants something, figure out how to do it.
Yeah. With that, I will not argue.
I mean, that's what we had to overcome is, okay, how do we do this, and how do we do it well, and how do we do it right? And we've like worked on the website process, and that's running quite smoothly, and those are getting built into every new website we build now.
And the only debate here really goes back to kind of the fundamental premise we talk about all the time. If you're providing a good experience to the Google user, then Google's gonna like what you're doing. If AMP Pages with less images and probably no videos or whatever is the good experience for the Google user, Google's gonna recognize that and reward you, right? That's the only thing that matters.
I would say too, one of, depending on where you are in your technical knowledge, okay?
Right.
So what I'm really seeing is there's this divergence, which I've talked about a little bit, of people commercializing their website,
right?
The faster servers,
right.
The AMP pages. Like, are people continuously generating content?
Right.
Like, are you doing things to keep up with the times?
Yeah.
Because we're really seeing this divergence in like search overall.
Yep.
Now, on the flip side, okay, if you're the technical, you don't have a webmaster, you don't have someone doing SEO, or you know who's building your website's not maybe building in AMP pages because it takes a certain technical level of knowledge. I believe probably at some point, right, you got those Google websites that you can build in GNB that are not as nice, but those are basically like AMP pages.
Yeah.
You can rank and capture about 30% of the search market. Just getting in that three pack, right? And so a lot of clients might not have a website and want to invest all this in it. And they just want to go after that 30% volume and be in that three pack. So there's strategies and ways to do that. Like, I think that comes back to really going, okay, what is my digital strategy? How do I want to get to my end goal? And what's the best way to do that? And that's really one of the services we're offering so much more now is, let's set up that digital strategy, not continuously doing stuff. We're building these kind of quarterly campaigns.
Right.
And so everybody knows what we're measuring, what we're doing, how to get there, and getting alignment with those strategies. And so, you know, if SEO or content's not the way to go, how do you go after the
maps?
What's
the right strategy?
Right? Or do you just speed up the website? Or, hey, we need a big commercial website. There's going to be a lot of people researching. We got to do this right.
Or maybe you have to podcast.
And I will tell you actually, there's a lot of ways to get content out there. But what I will tell you, an analogy that I'm using, right? So we get a lot of websites coming in that we evaluate through audits if we can do SEO on that website or not.
Right.
Because people think they're mutually exclusive. No, that's why we're building a lot more websites to build the foundational structure on the front end.
Yeah.
Okay. Because what's happening is, here's the analogy. Tell me if you like this or not. It's like people are building a really pretty house.
Yep.
And there's no wiring and there's no plumbing
yet
in the house. Like it's not fully built or hooked up on the back end.
And it's not
talk to the Google search engine.
It's not easy to go and lay in the wires on a completed house. Yeah.
I mean, it's basically remodeling. So some houses we can remodel, some we have to recommend to rebuild.
Yep.
Right. And I've used some of those examples before, but that is honestly what I'm seeing. I think probably in the last 2 months, I've seen about 1 to 2 websites per month that actually the SEO on the back end was built properly. Mm. Like, I mean, so people are going, hey, it's SEO optimized. It's not.
Right.
Okay.
It's
usually not. And so that's one of the things that I want to do in, I guess, a webinar. Yeah. I don't know. But a masterclass is lay out how you should be building this properly, because Google will take care of you if you're connected into the like search engine or search engine like energy or juice.
Yeah.
Because you it's like electricity. You plug it in and it'll kind of blow up. Maybe that's an analogy. Blow up in the rankings.
I don't know. I like blow that. Up in the rankings.
Blow up in the rankings. Like. Mm-hmm. Boom. No, just kidding.
it's like kapow. Or
I'm kind of thinking like a bouncy house, really.
So. Shakao. All right.
Well, that was like a whole.
Yeah,
sorry.
That was a whole piece. Eight elite digital marketing action steps that you can take in 2020. And the last one is video. You could make an argument that this is the most important one.
Well, that's why I left it for last.
Yeah.
I mean, I really could do like multiple articles on just how important video is.
Yeah. And one of the things is that actually the engagement and trust is higher with homemade style videos, which that review that
it's,
we just
it's
read.
It's about 3X.
Tied in, 3X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is what the data says.
Because it feels like, I think the whatever the understanding is if you see something that's well produced, then it's intentional and it's potentially less authentic, et cetera. And then when you're just doing something off the cuff, it's very hard to be unauthentic when you're just off the cuff.
People want to know what's really going on. People want to see behind the curtain,
yeah.
Right? I mean, like, look at, for example, the Kardashians,
yeah.
Right?
Like, that's all about behind the curtain.
That's just all about what's going on behind the curtains, and people are interested in that. And so, you know, video connects you, right?
Yeah.
It's like one to many. It lets people know who you are. It kind of goes back to the know, like, and trust. We've really started to build out our videography business based upon, like, you know, CRO or conversion rate optimization, as well as SEO. Like, we're seeing that dynamic medium help with that, and it helps tell the story better, right? And so we've just incorporated it into our services, and with really outstanding success, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I think that video and even podcasting and long form content is becoming more and more relevant in today's world.
Yeah.
So
very important. All right, so that's digital marketing trends. I'm gonna leave it, you probably have some summary here. What would be your summary of the 8 elite digital marketing action steps you should be taking?
Well,
in 2020?
I know we're not supposed to talk about what's going on right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't wanna focus on that. We'll do, we'll talk more about that. But I look through these steps, right? These are trends that are happening, right?
Storytelling, well known,
not chasing likes, which, you know, basically, you know, we were talking about Instagram, and like, they never really got rid of
the likes,
hearts, you know, or whatever. But I think that you're trying to connect with your audience. So you don't want to post that. Chatbots, still relevant, shoppable posts, voice search, quicker page speed videos. There's nothing about these trends that have changed.
Yeah.
Okay. And really, overall, if we're talking about businesses,
right.
You need to create an experience where it's virtual, right? If you have a brick and mortar store, you need to get online.
Yeah.
If you're online and you don't have a full customer journey kind of walkthrough, which we can talk about, you should do that.
Yeah.
Right. How are you doing delivery? Can you do delivery? Can you ship to them? There's all kinds of things that you need to consider in today's world, but people are going online more and more.
Yeah.
The screen time is going up and up.
Yep.
And so you really need to look at not just the trends that you can ride up, but overall digital, which everybody listening to this podcast knows.
Yeah.
Is the future.
Yeah.
Right? And
I like the statement, like, when somebody finally picks up the phone, let's say that your sales process involves a phone call. When somebody finally picks up a phone call, I think most business people out there think, okay, great, this is the start of my sales process. So I can hone it here. And what they miss is
88% of people are through the buying funnel. before they pick up the phone, right?
So you really just, if you've done it right, you really just are only in a position to screw it up. Like they've gotten 80% of the way through the buying process.
I mean, they're basically ready to buy when they call you or they're vetting you versus a couple other people.
Right.
All that research, everything that's done is done online.
Yeah.
Right?
And so if
you... Or talking to friends or testimonials or all that. But yeah, it's already baked in, right? So just don't screw it up.
So if you don't have the stories, pursuing the right social media, if you don't have the chatbot that interacted with them, if you don't have micro influencers doing stuff for you, shoppable posts, voice search, quicker page speeds and videos, then you're at a disadvantage when it comes to guiding people through 80% of the sales process. You said 88%.
It's going to depend on businesses.
Yeah,
that's like an average.
There's a range.
But what we're seeing is like that Venn diagram of sales over here and marketing over here. Marketing can take more and more of that process, and you can put people mainly through the entire sales process online. And that's, you know, honestly, what you want to go after is like a process where it's automated,
yeah,
right? Or you can really slim down maybe your salespeople and this generates lead gen for you.
Yep.
Or, you know, everything's changing, right?
Automated Salesforce.
Automate, delegate, eliminate.
Yep.
Like that's
That's the phrase.
Yeah.
All right. So let's wrap up this podcast. If you like this podcast, please tell. And by the way, we've only got one review on that article. You can find it on our website. So go check that out and leave a review
It's on my LinkedIn. We're waiting for the new website, and we're going to put it
launch
on that.
It on there. Okay.
And really, how you should do, just so you know, for like Agile or Medium or even LinkedIn, what you should be doing is publishing a long form article on your website and then writing summary versions to push
on there and then link it back.
That's actually the correct structure, I believe, to set it up.
Yep.
We're just working to get the EWR digital website up, this month.
Yep.
And then we're going to be moving a lot of stuff around. So.
Cool. If you like this podcast, please tell three friends about the podcast. If you want to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet, call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business, 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, that's somebody who's interested in some aspect of internet marketing service, send them our direction. We're working with a lot of referral partners, and we've got a lot of referral situations where we're ending up compensating the people who sent the referral to us, and we've got lots of ways. It could be a charity. It could be direct to you.
It could be free services. Yeah, it could be free services. I just had a meeting this morning about that.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get transcripts, video, and audio of this podcast.
And we do bestseopodcast.com. We do have all the transcripts.
Okay.
Another thing that I am doing that I learned from the conference,
yeah,
right, was we have the transcripts up. We've SEO'd a lot of the transcripts. Really, we need to be converting those, like this was like a no-brainer, into like a blog format.
Yep.
Right? So it's
short
not,
articles. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
not
it's
you
more,
and me back and forth.
Yeah. It's more digestible.
Yep.
And so being able to do that helps improve the readability, helps improve your SEO. So definitely learn something.
And if you were going to leave Matt a review of his article, that's on LinkedIn. Also, please take the time to leave us a review. You can leave that at ewebresults.com/G+. Forgive the G+ that's been terminated. It's just easy to do and you will remember it. So please go do that. Until the next podcast, you guys have made us one of the most popular internet marketing podcasts, the most popular SEO podcast. Thank you. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now.
Banter? Is this like on cue banter?
And go.
We really need more buttons.
Yes.
We need like the whole button kit, right?
Yes.
I'll try not to end back. Does it look okay?
We'll just lock it. It's on the other side. And you push the lever down, lean forward, the other side. It's my side, the side closest to me. And there's a little lever and you push it down. Yes, there's a lever right.
2 hours later.
And then there's the paddle.
Okay, fine.
That was painful to watch you cross your legs. It's like, I'm fine. Ooh.